Basla World 2017, A Moment in Time. I've had the great opportunity to be a part of Basla World for the past 20 years. This show is the yearly mecca of luxury watch and jewelry brands and those that admire their products. This year there's a new player in town causing quite a stir, Samsung. The tech leader is first with a significant presence at the show. It's a historical milestone and a sign of change that the traditional watch industry must embrace. For the past 500 years, the Swiss have been focused on honing the craft of watchmaking. They have been dominant and really focused on competing against themselves. Other than a brief interim with the quartz watch, the industry over the last 30 years has not made any drastic changes and rather focused on small refinements. Now we are seeing a new era that is requiring the industry to rethink the definition of the watch. Is the watch simply a timepiece, a masterpiece in design and a feat in craftsmanship? Or in today's connected age, should it offer its user the ability to do so much more? Younger generations are less focused on traditional watches and are shifting the demand. They are looking to the lifestyle benefits of smart watches. And at first these watches weren't considered serious by the industry. But now they are taking notice, and many realizing there is a place for both tradition and innovation. We are in very interesting times in the watch industry, where the two spheres of artistry and technology are moving closer together. Technology has shifted from being an industry associated purely for gamers and coders, to one that affects everyone, no matter profession or hobby. As the worlds of horology and technology converge, fresh ideas and prospects can be created, that both traditional watchmakers and newcomers can mutually benefit from. The link between traditional watches and smart watches is becoming stronger as technology and lifestyle become intertwined, and the Gear S3 is a perfect example of this. The Gear S3 speaks both languages, design that can easily be mistaken for a classic Swiss timepiece, and technology such as GPS and music streaming enhancing various lifestyles of all users. That's why I am thrilled to collaborate with Samsung and to be with them here at Basla World. It's been an exciting journey to collaborate with a company that is committed to delivering a product that draws on craftsmanship and blends it with innovation. To me, it's just one part of how the industry can, and really must adapt. If you stick to the same thing, the industry will be left behind. A watch creates a sense of a tribe, a community, a badge, an identity. It's about the emotional connection. I think that feeling can come from a classic timepiece or smartwatch. That's the beauty of a watch collection. There is room for both. And as tradition and digital innovation continue to marry, the watch industry has a fantastic opportunity to evolve and progress towards a smart future. About Yvonne Arpa. Yvonne Arpa is a Switzerland-based luxury watch designer who was heavily involved in the Gear S3's design process, integrating watchmaking tradition and technology into the timepiece Samsung launched in 2016. To quote an industry expert, Yvonne Arpa stands as one of the most avant-garde watch creators alive. After having made significant contributions to some of the biggest success stories in the watch industry, in 2010 he launched his own independent brand, Artia, www.artia.com. The Artia trademark is synonymous with the highest quality, innovation, creativity and avant-garde concepts in very limited quantity.